Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kurt Pate as we talk about expectations in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid.
One of the leading cattle handling experts in the country is Kurt Pate. Hails from Wyoming. He talks a lot about effective stockmanship. And he says one of the ways that you can succeed at effective stockmanship is to develop that relationship with your animals, helping them understand the expectations that you have of them.
That's the big key in this whole thing, training animals to do what we need them to do. Nobody thinks about riding a horse without training it. Most people won't take a dog out to a duck hunt or something where they haven't trained it. So the thought and the concept for horses and dogs is always train your, and the better trained they are, the better they work. But we don't think about training our cattle, the most important things that we have for making us money. We don't think about training them how to go up a chute on a truck, how to stand calmly in a pen, how to be sorted. If we can train them to do those things or get ready to do them, then this abuse stuff and the cattle handling, it all becomes a non-issue. Now we're looking at performance.
We also talk with Kurt about how we deal with some of these groups that don't like animal agriculture, period, no matter what we do.
Yep. So when I go into a bunch of cattle, I got to learn to read them. Or when I go to ride a horse, I've got to learn to read them. That tells me what to do. With people that are animal activists, I try to read them. If they're genuine and they really want what's best for animals, I'm going to go talk to them and I'm going to work with them. If they're simply there, if they're on the fight like a wild rodeo bull, I'm just going to get out of the pen and leave them alone because I can't, and I'm just going to not make any mistakes, and I'm not going to waste my time on them. But if they really are for improving lives of animals, I'm there too. I think everybody that I know, not everybody in animal agriculture is that way, but the majority of us really want to do the right things for these animals and our environment.
Now, the day that Kurt Pate was at the newly named Tottishock Arena in Stillwater, he was talking about handling cattle on horseback, handling cattle on foot. We ask him what the differences are.
Horses are good transportation. If I'm outside or out in a big old pasture, I can just be a lot more mobile and transportable, and I don't get so tired. And, I think some animals, if they've been worked with horses, when you get them in a corral, if you continue working horseback, you don't have to make that transition period. The flight zone and all those things stay the same. But if your cattle have only been worked horseback and you get them to the corral and you step off, you're going to have to spend some time acclimating those cattle to somebody on foot. So I like to have cattle where they work on foot, on horseback, all different things. Even I don't use four-wheelers myself or quads, but I know a lot of people do, and that's fine. We just got to be honest with our abilities. If you have a horse that's real handy and is real mobile and can do the things that you ask it to do, you can probably use it in the corral.
Cattle handling guru Kurt Pate. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limb Flex production sale, Saturday, May 2nd at the ranch at Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 1 o'clock and features 50 purebred and limb flex pairs, 25 purebred and limb flex spring calving cows, and 10 purebred and limb flex show heifer prospects. The ranch is 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5. For more information or a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.